thank you so much for that lovely ovation. Believe me, it's a pleasure to be here with you. So lovely, lovely, lovely audience. I would just like to say that recently I had the good fortune of going down to Australia with Nat King Cole. We had 11 days down there. We played Sydney, Adelaide, Perth, and Melbourne. And then we caught the PAA and came back to the States. And as soon as I got back to the States, I run into Jackie Mom Mabley, and she sat down with me, and we started discussing slogans for each and every year. And one of the slogans was, never lose your head, not even for a minute, because you need your head. Your brains are in it. Last year, our slogan was, it's not the depths of a river that drowns a man, it's that water. You hear? This year, our slogan is, quit it if you can't do nothing with it. Don't fake it, let somebody else take it. Quit it if you can't do nothing with it. If you can do something with it, get it. That's our slogan. You know, everybody's talking about the world's messed up, but there's nothing wrong with this world. This world's all right. Just a few of them squares trying to mess it up, but don't worry, they'll round out as the years go by. I wish everyone tonight would elect me and the big three I want to take with me on the UN, and we'll straighten this world out. The big three I want to take with me, that's John L., Rankin, and Father Divine. Rankin will start it, John L. will stop it, I'll say quit it if you can't do nothing with it, and Father Divine will say a little piece will get it. Don't worry about that. And I hope I have better luck this year. Last year I had so much hard luck. I bought a suit with 2 pair of pants and burned a hole in the coat. I bet if I had Lena Horne on a slow boat to China, I'd be seasick all the way. And if they saw the woman in half, I'd get the half that eats. Nothing but a And I'll never forget the first time I met my old lady. She was standing by a garbage can with green silk stockings and yellow suede army shoes. One suede this way and one suede that way. And this chick's eyes started right by the bridge of her nose, and when they come to the bridge, they crawled. And she had long, long flowing hair under her arms. I said, darling, I love you. I love the ground you walk on. But I thought she owned the property. And she's knock-kneed her sister's bow-legged. Together they spell okay. I grabbed her by the hand. I said, come on, honey. They got a stage show down at the cinema. We got there just in time to get orchestra seats. The curtains opened up. The MC came out and says, it's showtime, ladies and gentlemen. Did I ever tell you the story about the old maid? Now, why? Why do they always pick on old maids? They never done nothing. He said, I tell you the story about the old maid that woke up and found the snake under her bed. Like the went out of her mind. The snake said, don't be alarmed. Shh. I come to grant you 3 wishes. Psst. So she started wishing. The first wish, she says, gee, I wish I was young and beautiful again. Right away, she turned to a gorgeous young lady. Then she thought about a second wish. She says, gee, I wish I had a lot of money. Right away, she was surrounded with paper money, silver, gold. She was loaded. Then she started thinking about a third wish, and while she was thinking, she looked across the room at an old tomcat, been with her for years. Gee, I wish old Tom would turn to a handsome young man. Right away, Tom turned to a handsome young man, walked over to the bed and sat down beside her, looked her in her eyes and run his fingers through her hair and said, now, ain't you sorry you took me to that veterinarian when I was a kitty cat? Oh, this I gotta tell you. Recently in New York City, I don't know if you know anything about the subways, but in New York City, I got on the subway one day, and I was on my way downtown so I could stand on Broadway and look at the lights and the sights. Well, dig. I get on the subway, and while I was riding downtown, a character came up to me something like this. Hey, baby, dig, you want a copper watch? I said, dig, babe. I said, you want a copper watch? I said, what are you talking about? look here, Square, you want to buy a watch? I said, I don't know. Let me see it. He said, cool, baby. The cat stand next to you still got it on. Then I get downtown on Broadway, and I'm standing on the corner having a ball, enjoying the sights, and all of a sudden, two musicians walked up, hadn't seen each other in a long time, and the conversation went like this.
Hey, baby, what you know, Daddy? What's happening, man? You still with this? No, baby, I ain't with Diz. Well, are you with Lionel Hampton?
No, I'm not with Lionel Hampton.
Well, are you swinging with Basie?
No, I'm not with Basie.
Well, Dig, baby, who you playing with?
I'm playing with Guy Lombardo. Guy Lombardo?
Well, Dig, baby, don't that affect your playing?
He said, no, no, not a bit.
And while I was walking around Broadway, I ran into an old friend of mine, Sam Levinson. And you know this man's favorite topic is children. He told me a story about a little girl who walked up to her mother. She said,
Mama, Mama, how come I talk like this?
She says, darling, don't bother me. Don't you see me trying to get dinner? Go in and talk with your father.
Daddy, how come I talk like this?
Don't bother me, darling. Don't you see me trying to make out the income tax? Take your dolls. Go on. I went on the back porch and was playing with a doll. Just then, the milkman was making a delivery.
She said, Mr. Milkman, how come I talk like this?
He said, get away, girl. What you trying to do? Get me in trouble?
Then he told me the story about the little boy that walked up to his father. He says, where did I come from? And his father said, well, my son's growing up asking questions like this. He said, sit down, son, I'll talk with you. And he told him the story about the birds and the bees, the trees. The son said, no, Daddy, I don't want that jab. I want to know, where did I come from? You him? His father says, well, my son has really grown up. So he sat down and had a nice discussion with him. Just then, the kid was getting ready to leave the room. He says, just a minute, Billy. He said, why did you ask me that question? He said, well, Robert next door come from Philadelphia, and I want to know where that come from. See, they're tricky. Oh, they're tricky. You got to watch them. They're tricky. He told me the story about this little boy. This little boy walked up to his father, and he says, Daddy, Gloria across the street and I are going to be married. Aren't you happy? His father says, son, sit down. I have news for you. Years ago, your across the street is your half-sister, and you can't marry her. The kid, sad and dejected, walked out. About 2 weeks later, he came back in. He says, Daddy, dear, Juanita and I down the street, we gonna make it. We gonna get married. We gonna get hitched. He says, son, sit down. I have news for you. As I said previous years ago, your father was a wild, wild lad. And Juanita, too, is your half-sister. Now the kid is just about to blow his top. He walked out in the kitchen. His mama's sitting there peeling potatoes. She says, why, son, why do you look so sad? He said, Mama, I went in there and told Daddy that Gloria across the street and I was going to get married. And he said we couldn't make it because years ago he was a wild, wild lad and she's my half-sister. Then I told him about Juanita down the street, and he said, same thing. He said, he was a wild, wild lad, and we can't get married, because she, too, is my half-sister. His mother looked at him, and she said, son, you go on and marry who the hell you want to. He's not your daddy. Then I get on the subway and I start back uptown and I decided to drop by the Apollo Theater to see what was happening. And I pick up the daily newspaper and I start reading. On the front page was this story. This story about this young man that went up to his room, bolted the door and he locked it, took out one of those cigarettes that didn't have no name on it and started smoking. All of a sudden there was a knock at the door. No, baby, they don't knock like that. That's it, Jim. You got it that time, baby. He said, "Who is it?" As if he didn't know. He said, "Open the door. It's the police." He said, "Oh, my goodness, what am I going to do?" Just then the cuckoo clock struck one. He took the cigarette and threw it into the cuckoo clock, and the cuckoo disappeared. He opened the door, and the police came in and said, "All right, we smell it, and we're going to find it. You know why? Because we know that you smoke reefer. You smoke reefers. Whoa, you smoke reefers. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And we going to find it." They tore the cat's pad up. Didn't find a thing. All of a sudden, they got ready to leave. And he says, "All right, kid, you get away this time. But remember one thing. Just remember that we gonna get you yet." And they split. Then he bolted the door and he locked it. And he sat there and looked at the cuckoo clock. He says, "Well, 1:30 cuckoo will come out and bring me my little cigarette." Damn! Oofy-dee-fee-dee-fee-dee-da. 1:30, no cuckoo. 2 o'clock, no cuckoo. 3:30, 4:30. Finally looked up and said, "If that cuckoo doesn't come out there by 5, I'm going to tear that clock to pieces." Just then the cuckoo door opened up. And out came the cuckoo. "Hey, baby, what time is it?"
Little old lady passing by, catching everyone's eye. You have such a charming manner, sweet and shy. Little old lady, bonnet in place, and a smile on her face. You're a perfect picture in your lavender and lace. Little bit of business here, little bit of business there. Bet that you've been window shopping all around the square. Little old lady, time for tea. Here's a kiss, 2 or 3. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me.
Now my name's Clem Cadiddlehopper, and believe me, I know that little old lady, boy. She's about the sweetest little thing you've ever met. She's just a little old lady, and believe me, boy, I dig everything she does. Why, especially when she goes window shopping all around the place. Now, she has a little bit of business here, and she does about a little bit of business there. And boy, believe me, I bet that she's been window shopping all around the square. Little old lady, time for tea. Now, here's a kiss, 2 or 3.
You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me.
Holy mackerel, there go the lady now.
I'm shooting high, got my eye on a star in the sky. Shooting high. Never stop till I get to the top. Tell me why shouldn't I? You know it's you I'm after. You're my lucky star. I'm on a rainbow rafter, climbing up to where you are. I'll have a time, it's a climb, but I'll make it, 'cause I'm shooting high. I'm shooting high. I gotta get you, darling, because I'm shooting high, you dig? I'm shooting high, and I'll never stop, darling, no, till I get to the top, darling. You know why? Because I'm shooting high.
It's you I'm after. Yes, you're my lucky star. I'm on the rainbow rafter, climbing, darling, up where you are. Yes, and I'll never stop, see? Not till I get to the top. You know why, darling? Because it's you I'm after. Yes, because I'm shooting high, that's why.
Yes, I'm shooting high.
Well, I finally get to the hotel and I turn on my TV set and guess who I dig?
How are you? How are you? How are you? Well, it's time for another talent scout show. Let's bring on our first talent scout that flew all the way from Hollywood just to be here tonight. Here he is, Cary Grant.
Well, thank you very much, Arthur. And ladies and gentlemen, believe me, I'm glad to be here tonight. First of all, I have a young man with me, and believe me, I love the way he plays piano. His name is... Well, I won't hold you up any longer. His name is Eddie Heywood.
Let the Lipton spotlight fall on Eddie Heywood. You hear? Eddie Heywood. Eddie Heywood, and now, ladies and gentlemen, here's a young man we're very glad to have on our show tonight. He also flew from Hollywood just to be here. He's known as the King, Nat King Cole.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Arthur. And ladies and gentlemen, and now at this time, we'd like to take you on an imaginary trip to Birdland in New York City. We're just in time for a jam session. The jam session consists of two instruments, a trombone and a bass fiddle. And the tune that they've chosen to jam on is entitled How High Sputnik.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, here in our shear tonight, we're very glad to have a very charming young lady. Just before she sings, don't forget the big M, your Lincoln Mercury. Right now, before she comes on to sing for you, we're going to take you back to the good old days before television. We tune in our radios and try and catch one of the old Joe Louis fights when we're a little late. And all we hear is,
the winner and still heavyweight champ of the world, Joe Louis.
Just a moment, trying to get Joe to say a few words. Joe, over here to the mic. Joe, tell me, which do you think was the punch that did it?
Well, it was left up cut to jaw.
Well, Joe, did he have you nervous any time in that fight?
Well, round the first of fight counts probably the best thing, all right.
Well, Joe, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I just want to thank my manager, Mr. Roxborough, and tell my mama it's nothing like a night, and I'm glad I win. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And now, here's a very fine movie actor, very fine movie star. He's going to do a scene from his great picture on the waterfront. It seems he was called from his apartment. He walks down the alley and sees his brother Charlie hanging on a hook. You hear? Here he is, Marlon Brando.
Look at my poor boy Charlie. My poor boy Charlie hanging on the hook. Look at the bull holes in a brand new Robert Hall coat. That great big hole in Charlie's head and one eyeball hanging way down here. My poor brother Charlie. Charlie, I want to ask you one question. Does it hurt?
Thank you, Marlon Brando. And now here she is, a very fine singer of songs, known as the First Lady of Song, Miss Ella Fitzgerald.
Sweet and lovely lady, be good, oh lady, be good to me, 'cause I'm so often misunderstood. Oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, be good to me. Say I'm all alone in this big city of L.A. Won't somebody please have pity, 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 pity on me. I'm just a lonesome babe in the woods. Oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, be good to me. Do I'm just a lonesome babe in the woods. Oh, lady, oh, lady, lady, won't you please be good to me, Bobby, but neighborhood.
My first exclusive, bringing to the microphone at this time, a young man who I'm quite sure you've heard singing on records and you've seen him on television. His name is Billy Eckstein.
Well, thank you very much, Luella. Ladies and gentlemen, needless to say, it's always a pleasure to be here. I would like to sing for you, but due to a very serious case of laryngitis, I won't be able to. However, we're going to run a scene for you on the screen right here, a scene taken from 20 Mule Teeth that starred Wallace Berry. Now, in this particular scene, it seems that some young cowpoke has told Wallace Berry he didn't know what he was doing when he was sitting up on the top of the wagon trying to drive the team. And Wallace Berry, in turn, tells him off. Are you ready in the projection booth? Okay, roll them, baby.
Well, now, you young whippersnappers come telling me how to drive this here team. Why, that just makes me plumb angry. And when I get through straightening you young cowpokes out as to how long I've been driving this here team, why, it's been about 30 years. And any time you young whippersnappers come telling me how to drive this here team, why, that just makes me plumb angry.
Thank you very much. And now, on our show, a young lady who recently starred on Broadway in House of Flowers, noted for her hands and her voice, Pearl Bailey.
Well, thank you so much, Luella, honey. You know, Don, I didn't know how that girl was going to bring me on, honey. Yes, indeed. But she brought me on jam up, I'm telling you, honey. You know, I would love to sing for you, darling, but you know, it had me running, making that picture and working in Las Vegas, honey, and like to run me raggedy, darling. Yes, they did. But the money was so good, honey. Oh, yes, it was. That money was so good. Now, I'm not going to be able to sing for you, darling, but I do have a young man who's going to sing instead of me. And he used to be with Duke Ellington, but now he's doing such a marvelous job on his own, honey. His name is Al Hibbler. Come on in, Al.
He can touch a tree and turn the leaves to gold. He knows every lie that you and I have told. Though it makes him sad to see the way we live, he'll always say, I forgive. He'll always say,
after the lights go down low.
Thank you very much. And now, at this time, we'd like to bring to the microphone a very handsome young man. And now, here he is, a young man who's appearing on the strip in Hollywood, breaking all records, Johnny Mathis.
chances are that I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Well, chances are, your chances are awfully good. Your chances are, your chances are awfully good.
My friend, I'll see you again. When is sleeping down, down south, ba ba boo ba boo ba boo.